Read all the stories about BYU sports no one else has heard. Go to KSLSports.com for exclusive columns by BYU insider Mitch Harper. That's KSLSports.com.
First and 12, brought to you by Macy's Grocery Store. Happy shopping. Appreciate Macy's being on board with our first season of First and 12. Mitch Harper, Alex Keery, coming to you on this Sunday morning here on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone. Every single week we highlight a featured game in the Big 12 Conference. And this week, Alex, for the first time, we're talking about a conference game.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because TCU, this is a team that's pretty darn good, and they went down to Houston. And Houston, I don't know what to think about what Dana Holgorsen's doing down there, because this is a team that, like, on paper, Mitch, we should be watching Houston do what UCF is doing, right? Doing what BYU is doing right now. I mean, you have the recruiting base that places like UCF, places like BYU would die for, right? Just to be able to walk across the street and see some Texas high school football and offer some kids right there in the backyard. And Dana Holgorsen, I mean, he's a guy he's got a lot of great coaching in his background. And, of course, he's one of those guys that you see usually out dueling folks. But, man, Sonny Dykes and TCU, they're going to have to make up for what happened against Colorado, obviously, early in the year. But we know now that Colorado's actually a pretty darn good football team, at least right now. And so, I don't know what to think about this game except for the Houston. It's kind of falling flat right now for me.
Well, I also think, TCU, pretty impressive with Chandler Morris. He had 12 carries for 53 yards. Some of that was RPO, some design runs. I didn't really factor in Chandler Morris being, I knew he was a dual threat, but didn't realize he could be an RPO guy. He did a little bit of read option as well. TCU opened that playbook quite a bit for Chandler Morris in that run game, and that's a nice luxury, because I remember last year Max Duggan, how important he was in moving, being a chain mover when they could pick it up on a first down with his feet. So if TCU has that luxury, that's a nice piece to have going into league play. I also liked, I love a good helmet or a good uniform. Those horned frog lids that the TCU horned frogs had, those were pretty nice. I did like that heat they were bringing in Houston. But I just feel like Houston, out of all the newcomers, Alex, they just don't have much energy or juice to them. I mean, when you lost to Rice last week, that was terrible. And I think the UTSA win took a little bit of shine off this week, as UTSA lost to Army in their game on that Friday night in the Alamo Dome. So it just feels like Houston might be, potentially dabbling with being in the cellar. They're just fortunate they haven't had an FCS loss like some other teams, or losses to, programs you haven't heard of, where that's kind of maybe keeping them out of being in the total basement of the league. But Houston just doesn't seem to have any momentum right now among the four newcomers.
Yeah, and, when you have UCF at 3-0, you have BYU at 3-0, you have Houston, who is 1-2, and you're kind of looking around. And by the way, in Cincinnati, I think everybody was going to, was thinking was going to be 3-0 as well this week. Certainly they're the ones who are the lower performers, Houston, I'm referring to. But let me ask you something about because you're there in Arkansas still. As the overall vibe, because, there's SEC teams, but they're not all created equal. And Arkansas is kind of one of those middle of the, but certainly a traditional power when you talk about a Southern, has played over 1,000 games in its history. They've been around a long, long, long time. But I know this for a fact, having been down to places like Ole Miss. I went to the Ole Miss game in, 2011. I go down there and I'm just like, I got to be a part of this. I got to see what's going on in Oxford and see just kind of that vibe down there. And they're like, isn't it nice that you guys come down and see what it's like down here in the South? Was there a lot of that, like, backhanded compliment stuff? Like, isn't it nice that you guys get to come down here? Or like the automatic win. I remember Michigan State fans when BYU went in 2015. They were like, I mean, obviously we're going to beat you guys tomorrow, but, and then they'd kind of move past the thing and be like, but it's nice for you guys to be able to come over here and play us every once in a while. Was there that vibe at Arkansas, or are they kind of aware that their team maybe have some building to do?
Very aware. They were, most of the ones I interacted with said, y'all probably going to win this game. I wouldn't be surprised. And, it was the same kind of arguments of, our offensive line is not very good. And then, BYU people saying, our offensive line's not that good either. So a lot of similarities. And I think both fan bases were kind of feeling out, like, what to expect here. And so, yeah, Arkansas fans were pretty good. They were really great with the hospitality, I thought. And there was no backhanded, you know, you all do great. Because I thought what it was going to be was BYU was going to leave Fayetteville and just celebrate, oh, well, we donated 40,000 pounds of food and we won the charity bowl, but we didn't actually win on the field. No, they actually got both done. They won off the field and they won on the field as well. And I think a lot of people enjoyed it. They, and I kid you not, Alex, this is – I am not just for entertainment here. This really happened. Three different people said that ice cream that y'all handed out was incredible. That was outstanding. And I just thought, man, that legend of the ice cream carrying in that end zone just
now, what was
will
that,
go
Graham
on for years.
Canyon? What was that, Graham Canyon? I don't even know where that is. It sounds delicious. Is that?
Oh, it was
do they
good.
Still sell Broncos cocoa bean, or is that off the market?
I think that's gone. Maybe it's coming back after sharing his podcast with him.
Listen, I'm telling you, like that was one of my favorite flavors, and an insider told me that's the most expensive flavor they've ever developed because it's just the high quality of the chocolate bean. So excited about it. All right, Mitch, when it comes down to it, though, the Big 12, we've got lots of shakeups in our rankings, which we're going to be getting to in just a couple of moments here. When we turn over to hour two, we're going to roll out some of these new rankings. Frankly, it was a bloodbath, you and I going through this list. And so lots of surprises on this one. We're going to get to it, and we're going to be able to jump in also. Our second hour still around the corner. One of our favorite segments is the power rankings every week. So you're going to get your Big 12 power rankings, and we'll roll that out. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors. Macy's Grocery Store, happy shopping. Get the fresh fruits and vegetables, everything you expect from a Macy's experience at Macy's Grocery Stores, bringing you First and 12. Mitch Harper in Arkansas, Alex Keery here in Salt Lake City. You can hear us on First and 12 every week on the KSL Sports Zone and on KSL News Radio. We'll be back. Our power rankings are next. Stay with us.